Hello, today is May 2nd, 2019. You are now listening to World History for Dummies. I'm your host, John, and today's topics will be Puritans and the Protestant Reformation in England. We will first be giving you a context about Puritans and the Protestant Reformation, and we will then go to our special interview with our special guest, and we will wrap things up with a general conclusion about Puritans. Puritan, a derogatory term meaning radical Protestant. These Protestants started showing up during the 16th century, during the reign of Mary, Queen of Scots, also known as Bloody Mary, for the many Protestants and clergymen she had killed in her attempt to restore Catholicism to England. These Protestants had fled to France and Geneva, which led for inspiration for the Geneva Bible. These Protestants did come back, though, during the reign of Elizabeth I. The Protestants were so elated that Elizabeth would be reigning and ruling England, as they thought that she would lead change. But it wasn't really much change, as there were many killings between Protestants and Catholics, and the same could be said for James I as well. Things got even worse with Charles I, as the punishments even got worse, with being branded and having your earlobes cut off. But don't worry, we'd start to see a change from this when Oliver Cromwell would rise up and lead for the execution of Charles I. Oliver Cromwell would then become the Lord and Protector of England, leading the country on his radical Puritan views. He would rule for a few years, and then after him would be Charles II. During his reign, the Puritan view would slowly fade away. So we just finished our crash course on Puritan history, and we will now be going to our interview with our special guest, Miss Rosato, aka my mom. Say hi.
Hello, everyone.
Today we'll be asking her some questions. You are a Pentecostal, which is from Protestant Christianity, am I correct?
Yes.
So, as a Pentecostal, what are the beliefs that you were raised upon by?
Well, we believed in God, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit.
What were the restrictions of being a Pentecostal? Like, what weren't you allowed to do?
Well, we were not allowed to use alcohol, tobacco. We can't watch regular movies, only Christian movies. Or we had to only hear Christian music. We were not allowed to wear pants. The women's only wear long dresses and skirts. And they were not allowed to wear makeup or cut their hair.
So from your point of view, from being a Pentecostal, how would being Pentecostal differ from being Catholic, from your stand on it?
Well, we didn't worship any saints. We only believed in God, so we didn't pray to saints. We didn't baptize the children. We just presented them to God. Unlike the Catholics, you have to do baptism, first communion, and confirmation. The Pentecostals, we didn't do none of that.
What was your viewpoint on priests?
Well, we didn't, at least we were told as children, you know, they couldn't be trusted. And their behavior was always questionable. And even when they were preaching or doing a sermon, you know, we couldn't even understand what they're saying because half the time they mumble. So we didn't think they really deliver the word of God the right way.
Was there anything specific about being Pentecostal that differs from other religions and such?
Well, they were more strict. If you were caught by any of the brothers and sisters doing anything that was out of the norm, that would bring it up at the service, and the service and the congregation would like humiliate you and pray for you, and they were speaking tongues to take all the evil spirits out of you.
Very interesting, very interesting. Well, thank you for your time, Mr. Sato, aka my mom. You're a great guest.
You're welcome.
Looking back at the interview and our little crash course on their history, we see that these so-called Puritans or radical Protestants are actually just a religious group that was started around the 16th century that were just led upon by their strict and non-secular beliefs. Their conflict with the Catholics was all started because of their conquest to purify the Church of England from Catholicism, giving them their name, the Puritans. In today's society, we can all often relate, as there have been many like religious invoked violences and attacks because of the religion we choose to follow, such as Sri Lanka or the Holocaust. And it is not an uncommon thing, and we see from this that even religion, a thing like religion, can have something to do in the cause of mass violence. But the Puritans or these Protestants will always be remembered for the struggles that they fought through and the way they did it. You've just listened to World History for Dummies. I hope you have a nice day. I'm your host, John, and we're done.